Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, do you just have a microphone maybe on this Monday morning that maybe isn't working?
Yeah, I don't know. His mic is on. I can't hear you, Carl.
All right. So let's put you on another mic, or do you want this one? Anyway, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here the day after Easter. Here on KCNR, did we have like a wild weekend and people here doing shows over the weekend?
Actually, nobody had a show this weekend.
Oh, well.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got four mics in the studio.
But nobody was here yesterday.
Or Saturday.
So who was here Friday? Nobody.
Well, you were on the air Friday.
I was on the air, but it was still working, so.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway. All right. Anyway.
So,
good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, today, I don't even know what day it is because I don't have anything.
It's April 18th and,
2022 and about 7:07 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. What national day is it today? Why isn't this thing working?
I don't know. We'll look at it during the break.
We're going to take it during the break.
It is Lineman Day.
Lineman.
Oh, you know how important that job is.
Oh, you know.
I got a song queued up.
Wichita.
Okay, you got
it
right
Glenn
now?
I'm in Campbell.
Oh, I do.
Okay, hit it.
Oh, yeah. And you know, this was written by a guy named Webb. I can't think of his name. I saw him in Nashville talking about this song.
I'm a lineman for the county.
Oh, yeah.
What a voice, man.
And I drive the main road.
Okay, we're just going to play Glenn Campbell for the next hour. No, okay. Got it. All right. It's linemen, and they are. Without linemen, no electricity, and it's hard to hire linemen and keep them, so... what's the weather look like, huh?
Well, good morning. I've been saying good morning a lot today. It's been a fabulous weekend. I hope you guys had a wonderful Easter, and however you worship that, you had a great day. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Red Bluff Roundup that we were at yesterday. But first I'm gonna tell you about what's happening today. Gosh, gotta get out there to the horse. Partly sunny, then chance of showers today with a high of 65. Overnight lows calls 100% chance of showers and breezy, then chance of showers with 46. Tomorrow looks like it's going to rain, 70% chance with 64, overnight lows of 44. So this is the time, folks. I'm going to get all the plants out. You always say, people are like, oh, seriously. No, I mean all the house plants and all the plants that are on the front porch that don't get rain, they're going to all go out in the showers because they just love to get the real thing. So Wednesday calls for showers with a high of 58. Thursday calls for 59. And Friday calls for 66. All showers throughout the week. We love that. Bring it on. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. So according to the National Weather Service, we just have rain throughout the week. And Wednesday and Thursday both call for 100% chance. So that's just a way we're looking at it. Looks like Friday as well. And then Saturday over the weekend, of course, we're coming into the cool April nights. A week, mostly sunny with a high near 72 on Saturday. And Sunday will be 77. Don't we have the drag? Don't we have, not the drag. We kind of call it the drag, but don't we have the big, cruise?
It's starting, but I think it goes on the, what is it? On the,
We have to look at our calendar.
Get your calendar out because it's starting now.
Yeah. And so we're going to be up at the Benton Airfield with a live remote on, is it Friday? Friday morning.
Not this Friday.
Next Friday. All right.
Okay, here's what's going on when it comes to the car craziness. Show and Shines begins 2 weeks of this. And let me see, the first event is presented by the Shasta Cruising, which gets underway Saturday. Then beginning April 22nd, Redding's traditional Cool April Nights returns after a two-year hiatus due to pandemic. Organizer Stephanie Croce said businesses at each Show and Shine will host their own event. It's like a tailgate pre-party. As Shasta Cruising is going to be offering prizes there. Oh, now here's the big thing. You can buy one wristband for $25 and get into everything.
Fantastic. Are you sure it's 25?
Well, I thought it was. Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not.
I thought it was 15.
No,
I'm pretty sure it's 25.
Okay, 25 works. 25 works.
I thought it was going to be more than
that. We're going for 30, 30, 35, 35. How about 40, 40, 40?
You can buy, go to any Napa Auto Parts, buy a, get a wristband for $25. You can get into any event, any of this, any of the dancing, the bands, the big one, there's just, like I said, Saturday, Monday. That's today, maybe that's next week.
Can we talk about Wichita Lineman as you're looking about that? Because I was like, okay, Jimmy Webb. You know, we always talk about Glenn Campbell's. He recorded it and sang it, of course, but it was Jimmy Webb. And it says that the National Recording Registry includes, it was... written by Jimmy Webb, who I saw in Nashville doing like a master series, and talked about the songs and how he wrote a lot of the songs at Glenn Campbell, but that became synonymous with all of Glenn Campbell's recordings. It seemed to become his oft-cited favorite out of the hundreds of songs he released during his Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, yes, he was a writer and a really fabulous studio musician first, and highly touted as just a great session player, and then later on, of course, because of his wonderful vocals. And I never got to see the guy in concert, but he was, you know, kind of had a wild, in fact, I think there's a wonderful documentary about his love from golf, equally for his love of women and his love of music. So, interesting. I think, you know, he had, I don't know if it was, I think he had Alzheimer's at the end, and his family played, with him at the end, and just the music was helping him get through till his last, days in remembering music. So the power of music once again. Let's talk a little bit about what happened yesterday at the rodeo. Never been to a cowboy church. Or what they call a cowboy church.
Yeah. No, it was, they haven't before most rodeos. A lot of participants there are Christians. And this one was Easter. And his name was Coy. And he's been doing this for decades. Used to be a bronc rider. And so they had it there. They had the, church service at 10 o'clock. Gosh. There's been over 100 people there.
A lot of people from the rodeo.
Yeah, a lot of the participants in the rodeo, and they just other people, and you wanted to go there. And I thought it was a good choice. There's good selection out there. And then we wandered around. When you get in that early, and the gates don't open until 11:30, but we were already in. All the vendors are there. Trying to recover from the rainstorms and the winds from the weekend hammered them. And then and we were watching them work in the arena. The arena was in much better shape than you could ever imagine it should be in after Saturday when things were churned up. But they did the grand entry on the outside because if you've never been to Red Bluff to the rodeo, they have a track that goes, there's a dirt track that goes between the rodeo arena and the stands.
It's around the
stands. They used that. Mm-hmm. And so in this case, the grand entry came in and they introduced everybody and all this. They also use it for horse races, The wild horse race, they had a wild pony race. They had mutton busting. The wild pony race consists of three young people and a pony that doesn't want to be ridden. And they're in one of the, chutes there, and they open up the gate, and they've got a halter and a rope and three young people. And in this case, girls and boys. They try to hold the pony enough so one of them can jump on it. And they have to stay on for like a second or 2 seconds. And I mean, these ponies are not, happy. So the big thing on this was, of course, then was the fact that, the winning team was a girl and they got the pony turned. She leaped in the air and landed on it with one arm around the pony's neck, and she was laying on the pony's back in her stomach. She lasted two jumps, went over head over heels, but they won. So,
oh boy,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, just anyway, so much dedication.
Got to take a quick break.
Let's talk about our sleep number before we do that quickly. After having all day long at the rodeo, all day long, it was great to come home and be in our sleep number. My sleep number last night I put down to 35, getting the best sleep. And, you know, we gave our last bed to a friend. And the other day I went into his place of business and he said, "Your bed has changed our lives," which is interesting because, you know, I mean, we got a new sleep number, our split top sleep number. And I just love to be able to say and share that somebody else passing that bed down
after like 6 years.
Yeah, they just love it. And they said, "We've never slept better." Isn't that great?
Yeah, my sleep number saying last night was 65. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now you can save $1,000 on Sleep Number's most popular smart bed, the 360 smart bed. Only for a limited time at Sleep Number, the Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Of course, you want to go to the store so you can lay on all the beds. And that's in the Target Shopping Center there next to the Vitamin Shop. Just go on in, try out each bed, try the pillow top, try the split. You won't be sorry. We've been sleeping so well for about the last 8 years, and I can't say enough about Sleep Number, enough that I told my kids and my sister, "This is a great bed," and they all went out and bought it. That's how much faith I have in Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show. We're Pat Karch is here working as feverishly as our engineer trying to get our microphone and our cord. I don't know. I said, Carl, maybe it's just there's been storm, static electricity. All the other three are working, but you just have, you know how you start Monday morning. Good morning. And you're like
it starts
talking
slowly
into a muffled, like not even working.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend up in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. And we just talked to somebody yesterday that's taking an Alaska cruise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and heading on up there.
Having a great time. Okay, clarification. The cruise, just because I was a week early, the cruise is on the 29th.
Not the Alaskan cruise.
No, no, the cool April night cruise. We were talking about cool April nights before we took our break. And we are going to be doing a live remote, O'Reilly Auto Parts up at the Benton Air Park.
That's
show
right.
And shine.
We'll be there from 7 to 9
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, we'll be doing our show of live remote, which should be really a beautiful morning. And, you know, we're really, it's interesting how every now and then, you know, one can get into, I'm irritated about this and that. But driving to Red Bluff yesterday and seeing all the hard work that goes into the, you know, probably they end on a day and start on the next.
You have no idea.
Ugh.
You have no idea.
And of volunteers. How many volunteers are involved? And Michelle, our neighbor, you know, Michelle, we didn't see you. We were there all day yesterday, and we were looking for you, but we didn't see you. But I saw you this morning leaving because she's a horse cattle woman and gets up every day and goes out and tends to her herd.
You know, if you get the Cowboy Channel, and it's on, I know through Dish we get the Cowboy Channel. I don't know if it's some kind of part of some kind of, you know,
extra
bundle
that we pay for.
We have no idea. I have no idea what I'm paying for on, you know, because I know how much I pay for Dish, but then all these other little add-ons, mm-hmm. like all of a sudden I've got Paramount on there, or I've got
Hulu.
Or
we asked for that.
Well, we also have Acorn. I didn't
sign up for
Acorn.
I don't know if that's
somehow
part of
it's still there.
Part of the
anyway,
BritBox thing.
What I was saying is, if you have the Cowboy Channel, they have these rodeos live, and then you can see them later on. So I was watching the Red Bluff Rodeo that we went to last night, and because there were parts of that rodeo that were just
you wanted to see again.
I wanted to see again. Now, if you've never gone to the Red Bluff Roundup, they have something. Two things that were memorable. Three things. The team ropers had a tough time, and I don't know why, but the team ropers were having a tough time. They were busting the barrier. They were missing their throws. And you had the winners had this extremely high average time because most of them are going to be roping, you know, in Red Bluff around 7, 6, something like that. And so you have they rope, I think it's 4. And I think the winner was like 32. So it was like 6 seconds above their usual average because everybody was getting hit. I don't know why that is.
Do you think it was the conditions of
it? I think it might have had something to do with
that. It rained
with
the
rain. Yeah, in that. But the barrel racers, one of them ran just as fast and won on Saturday in muck up to their knees. Mm-hmm. And then she ran the same, which was extraordinary. And then she ran the same time the next day. You know, so she could run.
That's an interesting sport to watch, the barrel racing, because I don't think we all realize the athleticism that goes into just the bull riding, the bronco. The barrel racing is something that is like when you think about every part of the anatomy that is working in the saddle, along with the horse that is the athlete. Two athletes working together in that moment. It just, you know, once now we have a horse, we realize what it takes to actually get on the horse. You know, just what it takes. I'm serious.
The announcer said, you've got to use your eyes, your hands, your legs, your feet, and your hiney in your brain to ride the barrel race because of this. Okay, so then the other big thing about the Red Bluff Roundup was their entertainment. They had the world's number one charl.
Oh, that was fabulous.
And his family there, where he stands up on his horse, and what he's doing, of course, is he's twirling the loops and the ropes, and he's making them dance around the horse. You know, he's standing on his horse and bringing the rope up where he has to jump up. And, you know, where the rope comes underneath his feet while he's standing on the horse.
Imagine somebody lassoing the size of a horse and continually is lassoing from the time he enters the ring. He did not stop.
No, he didn't.
But his son came out, a 7-year-old son who speaks 3 languages. Mother's French, father's Mexican.
And he's grown up in the United States.
And so. he is doing like the lassoing just like his dad and then jumping up and doing a little dance. It was really fabulous and it was a big tribute to the culture. And I thought that was really not only educational but entertaining.
The last thing that it was is they have something at the end called the Wild Ride. Ooh. And the Wild Ride is where people dress up. The riders dress up in costumes.
Yeah. And not sanctioned by the radio, by the rodeo, by the way. So it's kind of their...
It's not sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, but you could get cash in a $5,000 saddle. And so they're dressed up in these different costumes like...
Britney Spears
was in it.
Carrot and a Rabbit.
What do they call it? The Dominion? What do you call those? The Dominions... Aquaman, but the winner was the bikini rider, and it's a guy in a costume of a woman, a large woman, and a bikini in road. If you've never seen this, it's well worth staying to the end of the roundup to watch it on that Sunday day. Anyway. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. There's lots of things going on. Jenny Ray LaRue was scheduled to be here this morning. I don't see her. So at 8 o'clock, we got Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. So this will be for the next half hour. We'll have open line. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, in the business for 15 years. And I've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have one, they have a branch down in Tehama County in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. They have, two branches here in town at 1845 California Street, right down the street here. And of course, the main branch in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. They opened their newest branch down in Anderson, 2727 Ventura Street there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Good bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. We'll be right back.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hot God!
And Cool April Night
is back, April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale or $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's KOOLAPRILNITES.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today is the 18th of April, and today is tax day. Now you do have to send your taxes in today. It's 7:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right, Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local number at 241-3474 for tremendous deals. For Dish. Dish is simple. It's worked for us for years. And thanks to Doug Tooley, if we do have problems with Dish, we give him a call at 241-3474 and he fixes it. He's also the one that fixed the satellite on top of our, station here with a compass. And first time. I mean, that was just extraordinary. I can't say enough about B&T Satellite. Okay.
Hey, five things, I always like to look this up, five things that you need to know today, meaning, you know, of course, the 18th of April. And the first thing that came up that I thought was interesting, in just a few hours, this would have been reported this morning, so it's, I think, taking place, 30,000 people will lace up their shoes and run in the 126th Boston Marathon. Several previous champions and Olympic medalists are pumped to join the race, but not everyone is happy. Despite qualifying, 63 runners living in Russia, Belarus, were banned from participating in the marathon due to Russia's ongoing war in the Ukraine. Heartbreaking.
No.
I mean, heartbreaking for people who are...
That's true.
They cannot control sometimes. We can't control, like today, Carl and Linda can't control what Biden decides to do. We can't control, but we could have worked our whole lives... to do something, and because we're in that country, but I you know, it's, that's a really come see, come saw. That's black. That's just, I don't know. Yeah. That's a,
well, no, that, but
that's a tragedy. It's a, I don't know. How do you explain that? The double-sided part of that.
Well, it's, the fact is that when Russia invaded Afghanistan back in 80, the then President Jimmy Carter canceled our participation in the Olympics. And so the United States and several other countries boycotted the Olympics back then. And then the Russians boycotted the next Olympics that were in the United States. Not that it made that big a difference. In fact, there's not even a Russian team. It's called the Russian Olympic Committee team because Russia's been banned for I don't know how many Olympics because of their very prolific doping scandals that they have, and they just had one in the last Olympics in the ice skating when one of their young skaters was found to be the pop positive on a drug test, and then somehow the Olympic Committee said, well, you know, wasn't her fault and all this stuff, and it's just BS, you know. It used to be there were standards. It used to be that you couldn't do it. It used to be it was amateur athletics, amateurs. But it's no longer like that. There's no amateurs out there anymore. They're all professionals of one way or the other. They're being paid by the Olympic Committee. But then, you know, the Russians never would play by those rules. And other communist countries, they would have their Olympics as members of the military or whatever, different groups, and then they would pay them. Well, our athletes would have to have a job and then train and to be at that level. And then it started changing. Hockey players and then basketball. And now, you know, we do still have amateur athletes out there. But it's It's harder and harder to find. Okay.
All right, you want to talk about the five things you need to know, or do you have something else? That,
nope.
Okay. These are the five things, according to, you know, when I pull these up, about five things in the world that are the headlines. Number one is Ukraine. Following a weekend of heavy shelling and a slew of new missile strikes across the country, Ukrainian forces are rejecting Russia's demands to surrender Mariupol. The besieged southeastern port city has been surrounded by Russian forces since March 1st, but Ukrainian troops trapped in the city are holding out against Russians' unrelenting onslaught despite overwhelming odds.
Ukraine is, you know, he has not stopped the war. He may have pulled back somewhat from Kyiv, but he's not backing off on this. Putin still thinks he can win.
Okay. Gun violence.
What about it?
A surge in gun violence has been plaguing the U.S. in recent weeks, with more than 150 mass shootings occurring this year alone. In Pittsburgh yesterday, two 17-year-olds were killed and several other people injured after about 90 shots were fired at a large party. Investigators are searching for multiple suspects in the shooting, which occurred at a property that was rented through... Oh, you're going to love this part.
A VRBO.
That was rented through short-term rental company Airbnb.
And see, now there's the problem when you've got an Airbnb or a VRBO, is that you don't know who's coming into your neighborhood, my friends. There's no background checks. There's nothing. The people who own those properties are trying to do one thing, make money. Now, there's nothing wrong with making money. But now they plunk these houses down in the middle of a neighborhood, and which has, you know, a stable neighborhood, and now you have an unstable situation in many times. So
I didn't ask for this. Came up. This just came up in the five things you need to know. Nine people were shot at an Easter bash. All right. So, okay, taxes. Today's tax day. And the IRS expects you to submit your 2021 return by the end of the day or file for an automatic six-month extension.
Now, if you didn't know, the IRS still has millions of unprocessed returns from last year because they sent a letter to the IRS said COVID-19-related telework policies. Letting them work at home has caused this backup.
Absolutely. It says, and lastly, be patient with the dealing with millions of returns from last year that have not yet been processed.
He said the 20 million unprocessed 2021 returns should be done by the end of this year, along with the other millions that we're putting in.
North Korea. Images published yesterday by North Korean state media showed the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, I'm sorry, I never say it right, smiling and clapping as he observed his country fire projectiles into waters off the east of Korean Peninsula. You know, I think of, you know, it's very, you can visualize, and it's very cold just thinking about a metal object hitting into the ocean. But when you think about the unrest of what happens beneath the waters, it just affects me on such a level. The weapons test was the country's 12th such test this year, and a move South Korea and Japan consider extremely threatening. Immediately after the launch, South Korea's military intelligence agencies and National Security Office held an emergency meeting to assess the situation and discuss countermeasures, according to Joint Chiefs of Staff statement.
Okay. North Korea, when we... And I was on active duty, went to South Korea for an exercise called OT Focus Lens. How it gets these names, I'm never sure. Where we work with the South Koreans and the Army, the Navy, and the Marines work with the South Korean forces. And the North Koreans hated that. And, you know, even back then, and this was decades ago on this one, we had felt like North Korea had really lost their chance to win any type of war there. Yes, they have nukes, so you don't know. You know, that's the one, and this was before they had the nuclear capability, really. And but as far as conventional troops and forces, they could cause all types of damage, but there was no way they were going to win. But now, with today's technology and the fact they have a nuke or more, it's something you have to think about. but I...
I just think of how it's destructing.
It would be...
How destructive it is for our planet, for...
Well, they're not shooting nukes, honey. They're just shooting...
I don't care. It still
missiles.
Is. It's still... Carl, it still is disturbing the ecosystem of what's happening in the ocean.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not
beneath the waters, that whole system is part of our planet. Anyway.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. And speaking of veterans, this is a veteran-owned business. He's been repairing windshields for over 20 years, and nobody's better at it than Jeff. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take a chance with your family's safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. What if you got one of those big RVs with those huge windshields out there? You got a crack in, or you got a chip in the middle of it. Go see Jeff. He's going to fix it for you. Like I said, a free inspection and analysis. Take it on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable all night. Plus, it's temperature balancing so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the most popular Sleep Number 360 smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today is tax day, the 18th of April, 2022, 7:51 in the morning, and it's about 43 degrees out there, mostly cloudy. Going to get rain later on this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. We saw Mike Huber yesterday at the Red Bluff Roundup, and he's doing well. Busy man out there. If you're looking to have your home beautiful, this man is a true artist when it comes to any type of marble or slate or granite or any of those types of work, tile. He can help you redo your kitchen. He can help you redo your bathroom. He can help you plan it. That's right. He works by appointments only, so to call him for a free consultation at 241-STONE. And you can learn more at estategranite.com. Yes, this is parts of my shirt that's
interesting
coming apart. It's, you know, and I don't, you know, anyway.
Okay, something that's, I
talk about.
Yeah, please do, because this is depressing,
is the U.S. helping Ukraine as far as weapons? And we've sent about $3.2 billion to the Ukraine over the last 2 years, but $2.6 billion worth of weapons to Ukraine since the Russia invaded, and this included over 1,400 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, over 5,500 Javelin anti-armor systems. Those are those fire-and-forget missiles that can take out tanks. Over 14,000 other anti-armor systems, 700 Switchblade tactical unmanned aerial systems, 18 155-millimeter howitzers and 40,000 155 artillery rounds, 16 Mi-17 helicopters, hundreds of Humvees, armored high-mobility multipurpose wheeled vehicles, 200 armored personnel carriers, over 7,000 small arms, 50 million rounds of ammunition, 75,000 sets of body armor and helmets, laser-guided rocket systems, unmanned aerial systems. It just goes on and on and on. Oh, my gosh. When you're looking at commercial satellite imagery services, night vision devices, explosive ordnance disposal protective gear, hazmat, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear protective equipment. So, We sent a lot of stuff, but this is out of our stores. We're not taking them from our troops in the field or ones that we deploy. That's a lot of equipment there. And then the in Russia, they had their ships, a flagship of their Black Sea Fleet. Was sunk by the Ukrainians with the missile attack.
All right. Let's talk. I'm going to switch over to something that would be a little bit. You want to talk about a feat that's positive.
Okay. We can do this.
I think it's really important. When Chad Kempel crossed the finish line at his first ever half marathon, he wasn't alone. Five of his children were right there with him, securing a stroller that he pushed the entire way. Last month, Kempel finished the half marathon at California's Oakland Running Festival in 2 hours and 19 minutes. His four-year-old quintuplets, Lincoln, Noel, Grayson, Preston, and Gabriella, plus the stroller weighed 240 pounds, and he told today's parents that at several points he wasn't sure if he'd be able to keep going. Then the Idaho resident remembered the message he was holding. I carried a sign with me that said, anything is possible. I repeat that phrase all the time, and it seems to be working. The other day, my daughter was like, I can't lift this. Then he stopped and said, wait, anything is possible. He is a dad, also a dad to 7-year-old Savannah and 5-year-old Avery, ran a full marathon with his quintuplets in 2019. This time around, he said, the kids were saying, run faster, Dad. They thought it was hilarious. He set the Guinness World Records during both the marathon and half marathon and joked that the only way he'd do it again is if Adam Busby of the TLC outdaughtered another dad of quintuplets decided to try to beat his record.
So he did it just for a Guinness Book of World Record type thing?
No, I think he did it with the message. I think he did it with the message that he could never stop trying. You know, it's like sometimes you have to think beyond yourself. His five kids were with him in a stroller, and he's pushing it and halfway running or whatever it said. It said he was, you know, he pushed the entire way, half of a marathon, which is what, Carl, you're a former runner.
It's 12 and a half miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 13 miles.
So five kids plus 240 pounds.
I can't picture that.
It's right here. Let me see. There's a picture
just
of it right
thinking
here.
About it.
Where,
it
right
just,
there.
Yeah, I know. Just thinking about it makes me sleepy. I may have to lay down after
take
watching
a nap
this.
After
I may have to take a nap now. You know, in the next hour, just kind of like put my face down. You see people doing things like this.
I know.
Now, this one man ran with his son into, you know, including the Ironman triathlon, because his son had many physical problems, and he would tow him when he was swimming, and then he'd have him on a special bike, and then he'd run the marathon with him, and it was remarkable. He did two or three Ironmans, and I think he did the Boston Marathon with him. I like that too, so he could be with his son. But this guy's doing it just because it's a record-breaking thing, and he probably just one day thought, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna take the kids for a walk." And then after he's taken for a walk, he goes, "Yeah, I think I'll just run around the block." And then it hit him, the Guinness Book of World.
Well, you know, I think that maybe when you're an athlete or when you're doing something great, you think of, this is beyond myself. How can I make this beyond me? You know, and so it's a shared experience. Right when we talked about, you know, missiles going into the ocean and over the weekend we got, the parade talked about species that are becoming extinct. Our planet is such a miraculous thing. There were two newly identified species of glass frogs identified in Ecuador, and why they look exactly alike, scientists discover there's much more than meets the eye. These are see-through frogs. That's why they're called glass. They were found living 13 miles apart just outside of Quito. The long names that reside in the valley in the Toisón Range. I hope I'm even saying that. At first, when they started to collect them, they thought they were the same species, said a biologist out of San Francisco. There are 156 known species of glass frogs in Central America and the Caribbean and South America, and other researchers have sequenced genes for most of them. But after taking DNA samples, the two glass frogs found near Quito, researchers learned that they diverge genetically beneath or by nearly 5%.
Well, they find new species all the
Isn't
time.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. Even though that some die out, that you have others that they're finding all the time. And we got to take a break for the news. Hey, we're going to be right back with Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
For at least 7 civilian deaths.
The Lviv regional governor says there were 4 strikes in all, 3 of which hit military infrastructure facilities, and 1 struck a tire shop, adding emergency teams were putting out fires caused by the strikes. He said one of the wounded was a child. Plumes of thick black smoke were rising over Lviv after the explosions, which were witnessed by AP staff. The strikes occur as the country braces for an all-out Russian assault in the east of the country. Lviv has been spared much of the worst violence in almost 2 months of war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A lawsuit's been filed in a bid to overturn Philadelphia's indoor mask mandate, which returns today. Face coverings required in all indoor public spaces like restaurants and theaters. Well, it's tax day, and if you haven't filed yet, you have a lot of company.
Many scrambling to submit. The National Society of Tax Professionals has some advice. If you haven't filed by now, you're probably better off filing an extension. Executive Director Nina Trost says it has zero effect as long as filers have paid their income taxes by tax day. Trost warns rushing a return to meet the deadline only to have to amend it later is likely to draw a second look by the IRS. I'm Julie Walker.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says U.S. weapons and aid shipments to Ukraine came too late. He tells Fox News Sunday that if it had been supplied earlier, Putin's invasion might not have happened. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points, the Nasdaq ahead 10, and the S&P trading 7 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Neville Park, Grove, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The lockdown city of Shanghai reporting its first COVID-related death since 2020. 3 elderly unvaccinated people died yesterday.
Officials are saying that all 3 people who died from COVID also had underlying health problems. But there have been questions, over 400,000 official coronavirus infections in this outbreak in Shanghai. And until today, there'd been no official deaths, and many people have been asking, how can that be? But if you look at these 3 cases, 2 women aged 89 and 91, and a man aged 91, were told none of them had been vaccinated. And it does seem to show that China really has dropped the ball when it comes to booster shots.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. More Israeli-Palestinian bloodshed in the West Bank, 2 Palestinian men critically wounded. News and analysis at townhall.com. The attorney for a man arrested in connection with a mass shooting in South Carolina says his client fired in self-defense. It wasn't the only mass shooting over the weekend. There were several others as well.
2 of the shootings took place in South Carolina, the other in Pittsburgh, where 2 17-year-olds died and at least 8 were wounded. That's after police say shots were fired during a party at a short-term rental property. In South Carolina, authorities are investigating a shooting at a nightclub early Sunday in Hampton County that wounded at least 9 people. And on Saturday, 9 people were shot and 5 people sustained other kinds of injuries while trying to flee the scene at a busy mall in Columbia. I'm Shelley Adler.
A decades-old tradition, the White House Easter egg roll is back this morning, coming back after some time out during the coronavirus pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, tax day, the 18th. You got to turn it in today by, what, close of business or midnight? It's midnight.
Midnight.
That's right. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You finally.
Chairs at the helm.
You finally.
Good
morning.
going places that man has never done before. And it's Mr. Sulu is at the helm.
What day? What day of the year is it? What is a special day? We had linemen.
We had lineman day. Animal cracker day.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Why did you go like?
Oh, because animal crackers.
Animal cracker day.
Well,
you
know what? It seemed like silly.
Did you ever see the movie Animal Crackers?
Do you know they used to sell?
No, but you know I did see the movie Patriots Day, and today is Patriots Day for Boston the Mayor. That's why they call that movie Patriots Day.
Okay, today's Patriots Day. Two things here. Yes. Just give me a moment, please. They used to sell animal crackers in the movies.
Yes, they did.
And I love the box of animal crackers. Did you used to trade? Like, I was marble champ in 1969. I have the trophies and the marbles.
She still does.
But, yes, because I was a tomboy. I didn't care that
marbles.
I was in my fishnet.
Yeah, just like marbles. Yeah.
So, who didn't love to exchange your favorite animal cracker or with a friend? Did you not play that?
Marbles, crackers.
Yeah.
You got to get in closer there.
Lucia Cracker.
Is she turned on? Is that one working?
No, come on in here.
Oh, it's on.
All right.
Okay.
So, Animal Crackers is a really cool thing, and I really miss them. I don't even know if they have them anymore, but that is like a generational thing. Love Animal Cracker, box of Animal Crackers.
Sort of goes with, this is the month of the young child.
Okay.
Animal
and we never
crackers.
Lose our inner child. Uh-uh. So then, and then, of course, Patriots Day, which is, you know, of course, we talked about the Boston Marathon. All right. So let's go. Do you want to go to the weather?
Yeah.
All right. Currently 45 degrees. Looks like we're going to have about 65 today. Partly sunny, then chance of showers. So if you're going to get out there and do some activity, do it this morning. Showers and breezy, then chance of showers tonight with 46. Now, as we look through the forecast, I always told Carl, we get this printout that's from the National Weather Service, and they're little black boxes all the way across the – I'm a visual person, so little black boxes across the top, which means shower, 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 showers. Now, Wednesday, 90% chance of showers with a high of about 58. Thursday calls for showers with a high of 59. And Friday, once again, showers with a high of 66. Throughout the week, it's going to be rainy, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Thursday is also a chance at thunderstorms, so stand by for that, too. Because thunderstorms,
I'm going to San Jose.
Means thunderstorms could mean lightning.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
That's a great time to put your plants out.
They
love that.
Well, that's when we're
going to go wild.
Down. I'm going to go down and hug the horse. I'm not going to ride the horse because sitting on top of a horse during a lightning storm is not a good idea. Okay, we are here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're going to talk elections. We're not going to be – this is no advocation for anybody.
No.
But I have to share with everybody my favorite T-shirt I saw yesterday at the Red Bluff Roundup. I'm sorry. It said, Jose Biden, no bueno. I know you're a lifelong Democrat. Yeah, come on, you've got to laugh.
No party preference here.
You have to laugh when you see that. I mean,
you're boxing her in when you say that.
Okay, you're right.
Don't box her in.
But now here's the other one. It said, you know, you got to think Western now, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's go Brandon. You know, like branding cattle.
Yeah.
B-R-A-N-D-I-N-G. Let's go branding.
Yep, all kinds of good things were happening at the rodeo yesterday with their funny, tongue-in-cheek, you know.
So what do you think all those people who voted for Joe Biden are thinking of right now? A year later when we got the highest inflation, we got a war in the Ukraine, we've got, I mean, the borders are wide open. I mean, gas is $6 a gallon in some places. I mean,
basically, is
it worth because somebody was a jerk?
I have a response to this.
Okay.
And that is, I don't think it would matter who was president today.
Okay.
I think that we would be in the same, same
boat. I disagree totally. We would not be having these gas prices the way they are. You may still have the Ukraine thing or something like that, but you wouldn't be having the inflation that we're having right now.
Oh, I'm not an economics professor, but I do think that a lot of times we label problems for the president. Doesn't
right.
matter whether it's Trump or Biden.
Right.
Didn't matter whether it was Eisenhower or Johnson. We upload these problems to the president that really are kind of beyond their
you know, and
reach.
I will agree with some of this because when you get into the markets and things, but there are certain things that you can do that brings more stability into the pot. Like when he essentially cut off the energy by doing the pipeline, by clobbering the pipeline, cutting back on oil leases, by making it harder. Where, you know, then the price, and then we have to go out to places like Venezuela to ask for oil. I mean, isn't that pathetic?
It's a little sad to go to Venezuela. I will give you that. You know, one of the issues, and, you know, I told you I wanted to talk about elections because
yes,
we got a big election coming in June. And I think it's really important that we understand that we send people, you know, to our board of supervisors. We send people to the
city council.
City councils. We send people to the California Assembly and Senate, and we send people to the House and the Senate. Those people need to learn to work together with the president, with each other, to lead our country. You know, one of the issues that I see is this grand polarization is what I call it. I don't call it Republicans versus Democrats because I mean, if you look at Leonard Modi's recall, it was Republicans versus Republicans, you know. So I think that we have to really think about how we vote. I think we need to think about what we want. You know, we need to think about the end game and not the what my sister told me, or what my husband told me, or what the pastor told me, or what my neighbor told me, or what the media told me to do. You know, so I did get some figures here for Shasta County that I think are kind of interesting.
Oh, great.
You want to hear
just a
few things?
Please.
So in Shasta County, this is not a surprise to you, we have a majority Republican people.
We do?
Registered.
Okay.
50%. Which comes to 55,509 as of February of 2022. Democrats, 23%. No party preference. That would be me, Carl Bott.
Mm-hmm.
No party preference, 20%. And then others are 8%.
So would that be independent? No party preference would be considered independent?
So I brought you a definition of no party preference.
All right.
Because it's really important, I think, to understand no party preference. The term, I got this straight out of the Secretary of State's.
Excellent.
The term party preference is now used in place of the term party affiliation. A candidate must indicate his or her preference or lack of preference for a qualified political party. If the candidate has a qualified political party preference, that qualified political party will be indicated by the candidate's name. So, me as a voter, when I
fill out my registration form, I have to say Republican, Democrat, American Independent. You know, there's all these choices. But the last choice is no party preference.
Is there like an abbreviation?
NPP.
Okay.
No party preference. And I think that this, you know, this is relatively new language.
Obviously.
And I think that I brought you some new language stuff because I think COVID changed our voting ways in some ways, too, you know. So
I tell you what, let's talk about that when we get back from the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
All right, you know what? That was a great takeaway. I can't wait to cover some more of that when we get back.
This is the place if you want to go to get great great jewelry, a whole huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Mother's My Day. Birthday's coming up.
Your birthday's coming
Lots
up.
Lots of birthdays coming up.
I've got you.
Fourth of
I've
July's
got,
coming up.
I've got it narrowed down to a cowboy hat and jewelry, or I guess both. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow size 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Pure Talk Radio. Because Linda loves animal crackers, and Jared actually found a song about animal crackers, Shirley Temple, right?
Yep. Animal crackers in my soup.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under
one roof.
Monkeys
and tigers loop to loop.
Judy's been helping people since 1993. Linda's been singing that song since 1960, when she was two.
Oh, they have them at Rite Aid.
Okay, honey.
Okay, my birthday's coming up.
Judy, I'm sorry. This is just, I've lost control of this. Judy Maxwell,
we have our insurance with Judy Maxwell.
Judy Maxwell. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. This is just really a fine woman, and she has a total professional group of people working in two different divisions, her insurance and her financial advice.
May I add to this?
Yes.
So after being on your show and hearing about Judy Maxwell, somebody asked me the other day, "What I need help with my insurance, what should I do?" And I sent them to Judy Maxwell, and he called me up and he said, "Wow," he said, "thank you."
Oh, that is so
so I mean,
that is, thank you. Again, yeah. We talk about that. That's all we can do on a local level is be able to tout our experiences and share it with other people. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they have had good ones. And I hear just wonderful things from people we've sent as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call a veterinarian who practices chiropractic?
I don't know.
Animal cracker.
Oh, dear.
All right. We're ready to move on.
We're going back to elections.
We're here with Susan
Which
Wilson.
Is really an animal cracker. Hello.
Of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And we're talking elections. And, the newest designations, not newest, but it's been around for a little bit. You've got, of course, your Republicans and your Democrats and your Greenies and your Socialists and
your Independents. There's a party.
American Independent mm-hmm. Party. But now there's a large group of people, and it's growing.
Right.
Of no party preference.
No party preference.
It could be a liberal Democrat to a conservative Republican. They're just tired of being labeled.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, those are the ones that the independents and the no party preference is growing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are tired of being labeled.
Being labeled.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important for us to remember, you know. I mean, even when you're a Republican or a Democrat, you're labeled with having certain, beliefs that you don't necessarily even have, you know. So I think that no party preference is growing throughout the country. I have some other interesting statistics for you, though.
Sure.
And this is something that I think is really important in our election. In the 18 to 20-year-old, you know, so 18 to your 21st birthday, there are fewer than 3,000 people registered in this county. And in the 65-plus, there are 100 times as many, or 35,500 people. It's the largest group that's measured.
Well, okay, so those people, did you say 65 plus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there we know what it is to mostly maybe a parent or a grandparent fought in a war, and there's a buy-in. You understand that those people and the family trickled down from some kind of sacrifice that happened for democracy, to vote, for our country, for our rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the younger generation on some levels, not everybody, are kind of numb
right
to that.
And, you know, everyone's having trouble getting young people to vote. You know, one of the efforts that's being made in California is that 16 and 17-year-olds can register to vote and then are automatically get a ballot when they're 18. So you can register early so that you can get your ballot when you're 18. Interesting concept. Don't know if it's working personally because we don't know until they're 18. But I don't think it must be working very well if there's only 2,700 of them in that age group. So I think that's really an interesting thing too, is the balance of who is voting.
Well, you know what?
Who's registered, which is different than who's voting.
Well, that's true. And the fact is that this is one of the greatest benefits, if not the greatest right. I shouldn't say benefit. It's a right you have, is to vote.
And responsibility.
And it is a responsibility. And then to, after an election or a recall election, whine about the results. Nope. I'm sorry, but you had your chance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't like it, if you didn't think that should happen, then you know what? You should have gotten out there and voted. Because when you don't, as we pointed out many times, especially with our friends Chuck Kenny, is that elections have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, then you need to go out and vote. So, you know, I don't know if the recall election has spurred on a lot of other people to say, no, I'm going to get involved. Now, maybe it has. But then again, maybe it hasn't. When you get into the June elections, it always has traditionally has a low turnout.
Yeah, primaries and have half the turnout.
That's right. And then you've got people who are really organized out there, and they're pushing it. And then they will get people out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have other people that just say, oh, I'm going to wait till November. Well, in November, then they have two choices instead of three or four or five. So then you have to select whoever's winning. I don't know if anybody in the primaries, I don't know if anybody's going to get 50% plus one.
Well,
it's possible.
Right. So I think it's important that people understand that we do have this top two candidates open primaries act.
Rephrase that? In a couple of these, we just have two people running.
Exactly. And that's what
that
I was going to say.
That will be, will be the one that has for district attorney, for county recorder or county clerk, and for the
sheriff.
Sheriff and the Shasta County Office of Education.
Right.
Just two people running for those, so somebody's going to win.
Right. And so that makes this election really important, you know, and that's one of the things that I wanted to say was it is really important that people pay attention because technically this is the election for those particular offices.
And it is. It's and we're talking about some, like when you go to a DA, of course, that's a big office.
Important
office. The county sheriff, a very important office. Well, they're all
important.
The county clerk. County clerk is the one who, takes care of the elections.
Yep, they're the registrar of voters. They're also the person that issues the marriage licenses.
There you go.
Lots of different responsibilities for each of those jobs. And sometimes I think people don't think about all the things that person is responsible for. You know, the DA, we tend to think, oh, all they do is charge people, you know, develop the charges to take people to court. But they have more responsibilities than that.
Well,
you know,
the thing about it is that I think it's important, though, that, they don't run unopposed. I think we need to have somebody opposing everybody that's going for an election. If nothing else is to make them get out and stand in front of people and tell them what they believe.
That's
and
the purpose is, of I mean, an election.
And if you're running unopposed, like all the judges are, mm-hmm. you have no idea who these people are, and they're mm-hmm. making a lot of those decisions about putting criminals back mm-hmm. on the streets. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they are, but I'm just, you know, so having people run, having somebody run against the incumbents, I think is really important. I mean, the incumbents would like it not to happen. But I think it's important so they stand out in front of us and say, this is what I believe.
That's right. That's yeah. right. You know, and it also brings to the public those things that that person is responsible for, that job is responsible for. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the sheriff, you know, I think a lot of people think sheriff. They don't remember that the sheriff is actually also the coroner. They don't remember that the sheriff actually runs the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Runs the jail. You know,
yeah.
make sure that there are people to fill spaces in the jail. So I think you bring up a really good point. You know, it's good to have competition.
Yeah, and it is, and in some cases, they may be on the same track with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but and now you're looking at maybe a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Like I said, an incumbent who has been elected to that job before, they don't like having to run against somebody. But mm-hmm. hey, that's part of it. And then when people don't want to appear in front of other people, unless they're friendly crowds, that's wrong too.
Yeah, and that's
in my opinion.
And as you know, that's something that gets under my skin. Is you know, people who are so confident that they're going to win that they refuse to participate in yeah. in public discourse on yeah. on their performance. You know, and I think, you know, there are several people. Our representative in the House, Doug LaMalfa, it's kind of tricky to get him to a non. Biased group. I think he speaks a lot to people that he knows are in his voting audience and less likely to visit with the rest of us. We've had a hard time getting him to come play with us this year.
Well,
at the League of Women Voters, speaking as a member of the League of Women Voters.
Okay.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center keeps achieving more every month. Next year, they're going to become a teaching hospital. They're going to have up to 24 residents in training there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've opened up when they opened up the 5150 wing, and they can take 23 to 24 people off the streets, in some cases with a judge's determination up to 30 days. These are people that are danger to others or themselves, and they keep them there until they get them back on their meds and can move them into another facility to help them and then help our community too. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair, quality parts, and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindabad. Today is the 18th. It's tax day, my friends. This is it. This is the day you send in your tax returns.
Or apply for
an automatic 6-month extension. We're sending ours in. And, you know, we're also sending in, can we pay this off in time? 8:37 in the morning. You know, here's the thing. Dave Ramsey put something on Facebook and I forwarded it. You know, I reposted it and it says, if you didn't have your taxes taken out of your pay.
Yes.
And you had to go down every week and pay taxes, you may just get a little bit more, interested in taxes. And some people said, oh, so you're going to take, you're living off these taxes of people in Social Security and all that. You're against it. That's not what he said. What he said was, do you know how much you're paying in taxes? And if you had to pay it every week, write a check to the government every week or once a month, you may just kind of like, whoa.
Those of us who are self-employed and pay quarterly are very clear that we pay lots of money, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you get hit with a little extra at the end, you're just stunned.
God bless the state of California. If you use the PPP, which so many people did, because you know during that time and they shut down everything and all this, and we applied for the PPP, but not to the extent probably as many other businesses had to, but you know, to keep our people employed, to pay them, to do our, you know, rent and all that. Well, then last year, 2 weeks before we got ready to file, the state of California said, oh, by the way, you have to pay taxes on that. The PPP.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us like 6 months ago. No, mm-hmm. They were still trying to figure it out a week before. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, down off of Baffin's Avenue across from Lucky Miller's. This is the place to get your haircut. I've had my haircut there since I moved to Redding. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. You need to go down there at least once.
Me?
Not you. Though you could. Linda said she walked in one day, and there was so much testosterone in the room, she had to shave her legs afterwards. So she doesn't like me to tell that story.
No, I bet she does.
I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking about, hey, the elections are coming up in June. June 7th, I believe.
June 7th.
A lot of people don't vote in primaries, but This one's really important. It's really important because you've only got two people running for
four offices
in the district attorney, Shasta County Office of Education, the county clerk,
sheriff,
and the sheriff. Now you have multiple people running for the district supervisor spots,
right?
And that will probably go into the November elections, but the one in June is the one that settles who's going to be your next district attorney, your next sheriff, your next office of education, and your next county clerk.
That's correct.
So,
you know, and it gives you two people to vote for in the election in November. So the top two, doesn't matter if they're both Democrats, doesn't matter if they're both Republicans, doesn't matter if they're both no party preference. It's not the top Democrat and it's not the top Republican, and people are used to that kind of approach, but
we call it the jungle primaries. Well, all the people running probably are, you know, in the districts are probably Republicans, but if they get 50 plus one,
right,
and this is in that primary, you get 50 plus one, then you win.
You win.
So you can, you know, whoever wins the DA's race in June
is the DA.
If I understand this right, you're in the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, and so that's for local elections. That works in local elections.
Right.
So one of the things that we always have to keep in mind is what elections are local, what elections are state. So when you start talking about state, let's say that there are quite a few people running for Megan Dolly's position.
More than two. Really?
I think so.
Well, we have to go check that one out.
I meant to check that out this morning.
Now, the governor, there's a whole bunch of them running.
There's a whole bunch running, and so it's top two.
It's top two.
It doesn't matter what their party preference is. It's the top two. And people are not used to that.
Well, and it's not fair, frankly. It's fair if you've got a balanced electorate. But when you've got a predominantly Democrat-run state, what this means is that Republicans aren't going to be in the final in many, many, many cases. And in some cases, there hasn't been Democrats in the finals.
Right.
If they're going to win, they have to then reach out to the other side, the Republican side, independents and all this, and they'll become more what's the word I'm looking for? More moderate. Well, that's totally untrue because many of the Democrats run and then have to get to really hype it up to who can be further left than the other one. And so that's what we have representing us.
Mm-hmm. It's
the only fair elections come in Northern California.
Says someone from Northern California. God's country. It is beautiful. I mean, you have to admit, yesterday was a beautiful day.
It was just gorgeous.
White clouds floating through, beautiful blue sky, the right temperature, you know.
Bull riding.
Yeah.
Barrel racing.
You know what?
That's an American tradition.
It is.
It's one.
Well,
where,
it's a Western American tradition.
And, well, I tell you, the East Coast likes them too, but the thing is that when the national anthem is played, everybody stands up. everybody pays homage or honors the flag and the national anthem.
You know, which is the way we wish that it was everywhere.
Everywhere. Don't you
everywhere.
Wish?
Yeah. Don't I wish?
Okay.
So back to, you know, the opportunity to vote is part of that.
And part of that is registering for voting.
That's right. And so the, you know, I think if you go to registertovote.ca.gov, mm-hmm. okay, that's pretty easy. Registertovote.ca.gov. You can register to vote. All you need is to be able to type in your California ID or your California driver's license and the last four numbers of your Social Security card.
There you go.
And you think to yourself, well, how do they know what my signature looks like? I didn't sign it. They use your DMV record.
That's right. And one of the things they pointed out, and you know, Kathy Darlin Allen pointed out, is if there is a question on that signature, they're going to come back to you because
and talk to you.
They said young people, when they sign it at age 16, by the time they're 26, their signatures have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times it'll come out that your signature doesn't, you know, we're not sure that signature matches. So we'll send you a letter that says, here, we want your signature, you know, prove who you are before your vote's counted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
This portion. Well, you know what? This Saturday, April 23rd, at the Wind River Event Center, is the Reading Regional Chapters of the SCI's Fire Club International 28th Annual Banquet. That starts at 5 p.m., and it's usually over about 10. Now, 5 to 6:30 is receptions and games, so the dinner starts at 6:30. But they have a great selection of silent auctions, and you can have they've got games, auctions, and drawings, and that includes guns. And these are really good guns. These are not the ones they can't sell in the gun shop. These are good guns. Hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, items specifically for ladies and for the outdoors. This is going to be, as it has been every year, just a great event. And I really enjoy it. I get to MC it, and it's fun. The people there are a lot of fun. And it's almost sold out, and it may be sold out by now. But if you're looking for a ticket, you go to sciredding.org or give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 and join us that evening. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:47 in the morning, 47 degrees out there.
Oh, it's warm.
Every time he pulls me near, I just want to chase him for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand. Yeah. Oh, maybe he's so Romeo.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. clients. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow size 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Today, the weather is a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Tonight, showers, mainly before midnight. Tomorrow, showers likely. Wednesday, showers, mainly after 11 a.m. Thursday, showers with thunderstorms. This is so wonderful. You know what? This is just
water's
so wonderful.
Water's good.
It is. And then things will start clearing up for the cool April nights and for the Reading Rodeo. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Let's go to the phones. And
the League of Women Voters, because we're going to talk about that.
Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I think you guys are spot on one of the things I think that voters have problems with is identifying, for example, we had Rachel Hamm on, who's running for Secretary of State. We had Brian Caples on, who's running for the Superintendent of Schools of Shasta County. You know, a lot of people don't know what these jobs entails. That's the whole thing. I mean, we've had people that have run for Senate or Congress that are talking about voter ID in California, which they have no jurisdiction over whatsoever. So I think that it's really important, as these people get interviewed, that we get a little description of what their job is, what their jurisdiction is in that job, where they can interpose for the people, what they can and cannot do, and where they can nullify something that's already happening. And I think that we had Bob Holsinger on Mountaintop Meet, and he was absolutely amazing when it came to talking about what the Registrar of Voters does. I mean, it was a great explanation.
Well, I need to get Bob on, and I've gotten most everybody else on, but I need to get Bob and John
Green.
John Green's going to be
John
on
Green,
next.
Yeah,
yeah, he's going to be on.
Again, you
he's
know,
on
what,
tomorrow.
What about the jurisdiction? Now, one other thing,
I think
Carl,
John's on tomorrow.
It was really good when you had, I can't remember her name, the lady who does all the water on the other day.
Nadine Bailey.
Yeah, and she was talking about how the sheriff has jurisdiction over getting rid of some of these growths, this manzanita and stuff. He actually has the jurisdiction for that. Now, I'm sure that, I mean, I didn't know that, but now we know that. That's why I think the first few minutes of these interviews is always really good so we can get the information on what exactly the jurisdiction is of these people that we are going to be voting for.
I think the other thing, too, Terry, and I thoroughly agree with you on this. I know it's hard to believe because sometimes we don't, but the but also asking them certain questions about the job, like how many county departments are there? What's their budget? What do they do? Have they been attending the meetings? You know, we have people that have run for office that went to every meeting for years and before they ran, and they knew what they were talking about, and we have some I'm not sure that they have. So,
but I think that there has been lot of that, but a lot of that, too, is holding the people accountable that are in office. And you're right about that. The thing that, about it is that the people who are already in office right now should have been doing all that stuff. It's a little disturbing when they can't. And one final note, on the Leonard Modi recall, there were 6,200 people. 6,200 people. That's a lot of voters. They weren't all Republicans, believe me.
No, I understand, and that's what I said. If people,
sure.
What I said
that's
was if you're whining about the results because
right.
you didn't like it, maybe you should have gotten out there and done something because the people that wanted to do the recall were organized and they had it together.
And the people that went out and they signed wanted to have the recall, I mean, you're talking about 6,200 in one district now. That's just one district. That's not all of Shasta County.
No.
So that's a lot of folks that got out there. And, of course, it was, what, like 56 to 56-44
something like
is
that.
What it was in the
something
recall.
Like
so anyway,
okay.
Thanks a lot for all that stuff, Carl. And, yeah, I think that we need to really make sure that we understand what the jurisdiction, the interposition,
what
and the notification powers are of the people that we elect and what they do in their office.
Absolutely.
And
okay,
that's
Terry,
why
thanks.
Forums are so important, I think. You know, and we were talking about that during the break, Carl. You know, forums are really important because we need to get that information out in front of folks.
And the thing about it, though, is on forums is meet the candidates, you know, for a forum. And everybody has their own. It's not all the candidates in many cases. This
right.
is just, it should say meet the candidates, not meet the, you know, or meet some, I don't know how to say it, meet some
meet
of the candidates.
Meet our candidates.
Meet
maybe.
Our, you know, if you've got one side that's got, you know, has got a slate of people, that's their candidates. That's not all the candidates.
So, you know, I'm very involved with the League of Women Voters of the Reading area, and every year we do forums for every single position that's up for grabs, locally especially. So this year we will have in the first couple of weeks of May a forum for District 1 of the Board of Supervisors, a forum for District 5 of the Board of Supervisors. We'll have one for the District Attorney, for the Sheriff, for the County Clerk, and for the Shasta County Office of Education, Superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. You know, the other thing that we've done is we've just published, and I think you can find it on our website if you go to the League of Women Voters of the Reading area, we've just published a brief little pamphlet about what the candidates say are their top three responsibilities, and then we ask them also to list things. You think we do these, but we don't do these three things, you know, so that people will get a much better idea. You know, Terry brings up a good point, and
well,
you and I have talked about
people
that.
People thought that the Shasta supervisor, or the Board of Supervisors, controlled what's happening in the districts, school districts. Well, the head of the Office of Education doesn't control what happens in the districts.
Right.
That's to the school board. So when we talk about running for election, if you don't like what's going on in your school district,
run for election.
Run for office for the school boards. They can't even get people to run for that.
Right.
And they have such a huge impact on what every school district board hires the superintendent and principal.
Except for the county board. Where the superintendent runs.
Right. But what I'm saying, though, is that the school board is the one that hires.
And fires.
The people and fires them.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these, every election has consequences.
Mm-hmm. I sat on the Shasta County Board of Education for maybe 23 years.
Is that why the math scores and English scores have gone down so dramatically?
No, that's not.
That's not it? Oh.
No, because really. that school, the county schools does not control.
I know. That's just it. Why do we have
county
such
schools?
Such a large office of education. Why do we have so many different? I mean, I understand because it's been explained to me by two different school superintendents saying is that because the districts want their own school board, they want their own superintendent. But when you've got a 22-person school,
right? Necessary small schools.
Just don't understand it.
Yeah. We have a lot of school districts.
We've got like 22 or 24. Why aren't we consolidating at least the admin?
So that is the responsibility of the County Board of Education.
Yeah. So why isn't
And that I, done? I mean, I led an effort when I was on the County Board to consolidate a couple schools and to unify.
Did it work?
No.
No, because the school districts don't want it.
That's right. And that's up for a vote, you know. Yeah. And so, it's back to we have power when we vote.
We do. Now, tomorrow, John Green will be with us. He's running for sheriff. He'll be on at 8 o'clock.